Donald Trump is coming under fire for comments that he would deport 11 million undocumented immigrants. It's early in the campaign trail, and Trump already has low ratings among Latino voters. Marina Pena has reactions from Latinos to Trump's candidacy.
I think that everybody, as an American, they should be concerned. First, if you're an immigrant, if you're Mexican, you will feel offended.
That's Sofia Cuellar, a freshman at USC. I spoke to her just after Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live. SNL's Trump show experienced its highest overnight rating since 2012, but not everyone was pleased. After his recent comments against immigrants, some USC Latino students were offended that he was even given such a big platform in the first place. Cuellar refused to watch Trump on SNL and finds his comments on immigrants offensive.
You work to get here, you work to build a life here, and then this person is bringing these negative stereotypes to you, to your family, to your people.
Christian Guzman is a junior at USC, and he thinks Trump's ideas are downright scary.
And in a scenario where he does get elected and these ideas get passed, I can think of several family friends or family that could be affected by it severely.
Trump's comments on mass deportations have been challenged by Republicans and Democrats alike. Ana Luisa Padilla is the vice president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says deporting immigrants is unrealistic and would cripple the economy.
What is happening is he is misrepresenting the reality of our system and the fact that we are a nation of immigrants and the fact that we need to have a system that considers how we are going to work the flux of individuals that do wish to come to this country, that are already in this country.
A recent poll conducted by Latino Decisions found that the majority of Latino voters in 14 battleground states have a very unfavorable image of Donald Trump. Marina Pena, Annenberg Radio News.